The team was led by Michael Simon, a researcher in the Department of Biology at Tufts University. His laboratory has been exploring the structure of soft-bodied animals like caterpillars and trying to figure out how they move.
And we've approached this from several different angles. We've been investigating the mechanical properties of their muscles and their cuticle, or the skin that covers them. We've also been studying the control of their movements.
One of Simon's fellow researchers is Jake Soha, an assistant professor of engineering at Virginia Tech. Soha points out that caterpillars are soft, squishy, boneless creatures, so trying to peer inside them using a conventional X-ray machine doesn't work. Instead, they used a powerful X-ray imaging device called a synchrotron at the Argonne National Laboratory near Chicago.
What's special about these X-rays is they're almost like a laser light. And what that allows you to do is to hone in directly on something that's really small, like the body of a caterpillar, and to see details in there that you would not see with your doctor's office X-ray.
The slow-moving caterpillar was positioned on a custom-made treadmill. Actually, it was a rubber band suspended between pulleys in the experiment room, explains team leader Michael Simon.
So all at the same time, we have the caterpillar on the treadmill, which we have to control from the control room, and we have the X-ray beam running through that, and the visible light cameras, so that we know what the caterpillar is doing. And it's by synchronizing all that information that we were able to determine what was going on inside the caterpillar.
What they saw, Simon says, looked like an open bag lined with muscle with a simple digestive tube or gut running from head to rear. A finely branched network of air tubes supplying tissues with oxygen and venting carbon dioxide resembled waves of gently moving seaweed.
But as soon as the caterpillar started crawling, it was as if the tide came in. And these great branch structures began to swing back dramatically back and forth as the caterpillar crawled. And it was immediately apparent that something was moving around very dramatically inside the body.
That something was the animal's gut.
And the strange thing was that it wasn't moving along with the body. The crawl would begin at the back of the animal, and the gut would start moving forward immediately, even before the crawl wave had arrived at the middle of the animal. So we could predict the presence of a crawl wave in a couple seconds based purely on internal movements.
This kind of two-bodied mechanical locomotion system, where the gut slides independently from the surrounding tissues, has never before been observed by scientists. Simon says the novel biological system could be applied to the design of soft material robots.
Soft robots would have some of the advantages that caterpillars have: their incredible mobility, their ability to squeeze their body into strange places, to enter weird contortions, to be able to follow very complicated topologies.
A caterpillar-inspired robot could be used in various medical procedures or could wiggle into tight spaces to bring video cameras or even food and water to trap survivors in the chaotic rubble of buildings flattened by an earthquake. Michael Simon says he hadn't expected to make any new discoveries about how caterpillars crawl, and he says he's amazed what still can be learned from these simple, commonplace creatures. Simon and his colleagues' article on caterpillar locomotion appears in the August issue of the journal Current Biology. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.